gather round the mic, talking ham and freedom, it's all we really like. Transmission waves and laughter in the air tonight. Tune in, live free and ham, it's gonna be a sight.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to another Live Free and Ham live stream. How's everybody doing tonight?
Sounds like court's in session.
It is, my friend. We have instigated and initiated ham court for some very important things tonight, but I'm looking forward to pleading our case, and we've come prepared and we're ready, you know, to bring all the facts to light for, you know, what we feel is an offense that has been, you know, done against a brother in the ham radio community. So, you know, we're ready to gear up for that. But, oh man, I'm getting all fired up being a lawyer. I'm not even a lawyer myself. So anyway, as I continue, there we go. We're just ramping up here tonight. So like I said, I'm Eric, you know, your lead prosecutor, and we're part of the crack legal team that we are building a case, man. We're building a case for tonight and assembling everybody and ham court, because we want to bring it into session. And as we said, you know, we feel like there's some offenses out there that need to be corrected. So, you know, we're hoping through, you know, our, you know, jury and judge and, you know, our peers, we come out on top. But, you know, hey, we'll let you guys decide. So, you know, I guess from that standpoint, you know, we should kind of get into a little bit of that, but, you know, we'll plead our case as we kind of go down the line here, because we got to still be somewhat official, I think. But yeah, who are we talking? We're Live Free and Ham guys, right? There's nothing official.
Well, it wouldn't be a Live Free and Ham without, you know, what was in your ham radio week and something extra with Todd. Everything else is kind of, you know, fluff.
Secondary. Yeah, exactly. It's all fluff. which we all know we'll get to in a second or two, but you know that this something's got to pay the bills and keep us the lights on, so we'll get into that a little bit. But you know, it's kind of funny because like some of you may obviously have been, you know, caught the thumbnail and been like, you know, hey, I wonder what they're getting into. And you know, so we kind of feel, as we, the collective, we as Live Free and Ham community, you know, we're deeply saddened. You know, there's been some real tough infractions against you know, fellow ham and you know, brother in the Hamily here, who, you know, has, you know, basically kind of rubbed me the wrong way. You know, I feel like there's been some really strong, deep wedges. And every time it's been brought to light with this certain individual, and we'll call that certain individual the plaintiff tonight, you know, he's kind of decided that, I think, that merit and performance-based ideas are way better than, you know, ever just accepting them of them being a general or technician or even an extra, and you know, give them all, you know, a fair shake. And so, you know, as us, the Live Free and Ham corporate, you know, we're big DEI initiatives, and you know, obviously with our DEI initiatives, you know we've got our parachute Jesus. He is our number one success story. That's just the way it goes, you know. So with that, we treat Randy and others like that in the same way. We all want everybody to understand that, you know, everybody's got a stake at the table here to play and enjoy ham radio at their own pace and what they like to do without any, you know, shame or condemnation. So yeah, we're going to get into addressing that a little bit more, and we're going to put our case forth. But, you know, before we do that, like I said, we got to get into our usual stuff that keeps the lights on here. So let's kind of dive into that a little bit. We got anybody in the chat we want to say hello to, Paul? I mean, we've got about 15 so far going, but it's pretty chatty there. Anybody want to bring to attention before we get into our usual?
Pro Buzzard, what's up? Chris Bricker, what's up? Chris Radio Life, what's up? Smoke Signals, Don Izzo, what's up? Yeah, everybody else that's in there. I thought I saw Joe Brett in there as well.
All right, nice, cool. Good to see everybody there. So, all right, well, let's dive into our usuals here, because I'm sure everybody's waiting for this before our numbers start to drop off again. As always, you know, everybody head on over to our storefront at livefreeham.com/shop. You know, we've got all of our great merch over there, but we always have our wonderful whiskey drams. I have not filled mine up here, and I should just put this in front of my face so you can see it. Paul's got his fully, you know, stocked to the brim there. And you can pick a
makes
bunch
it
of
easier
those
to
up.
See.
That it does. And it also makes it easier to drink out of too, you know. So, you know, they've been selling fast. And so we've got a few left. So if you haven't gotten off your Duckus to go head over there, pick one up, definitely go head over there before we run out. And our last one, as we see Paul balancing ever so delicately on his microphone over there. You got to get hammed. Now, if you don't know what that is, you know, head on over to gethammed.com. You can find out more there. But basically, it's the same premise with the idea that, you know, hey, we're hams. We all love our antennas. I've been by cars that have 10 ham sticks and different multi configurations and whip antennas that, span the globe. But we all are like, man, I'd love to be able to let that guy know or that girl know that, you know, hey, they've got a cool setup. Well, now you can do that. You can pick up your small little hamlets, you know, fill out your call sign on the bottom there, like Paul's got here, and you can drop that anywhere on the dash, on the door handle, on top of the roof, wherever. And the nice part about it is they're pigs and they're pink. So they are easy to be caught by the eye. And the nice part about it is that I've done it myself and I love watching it because I kind of like drop them on the car and then I'll sit in my truck off to a distance and I'll watch the whole thing kind of transpire. And it's kind of funny because it's like, you know, they have no idea what to do with it, but they look at it. They think it was pretty cool. And then, you know, lo and behold, it becomes this little, pig that sits up on their dash. And I've actually seen a couple of cars so far that have two of them and that I've hit up a couple of times. So, you can be part of that whole fun, you know, kind of grassroots thing there. You can head over to getham.com, pick your own pigs up. As we have had a bunch of people already put in a couple of large orders. So, you know, looking forward to seeing some of that feedback. So if you've got them already, you know, take pictures, post them up on social media. We'd love to be able to see those pigs in action and, see how cool, it is to celebrate ham radio and folks, setups in their cars. So with that, you know, that kind of wraps up the portion of paying the bills there. But, you know, we're going to get into one of our usual segments that everybody loves and we've gotten mega feedback on, and it's going to be pretty sad when he finally gets his extra because we can't keep testing him for extra at that point. So, you know, without any further ado, for those that have been waiting patiently and listening to me drone on,
and now a little something extra with Todd, W1STJ.
Well, you've heard it here as always. This is where we help our buddy Todd study for his extra class license. Each episode, we always pick three questions from that extra class question pool to test his knowledge and hope he gets his upgrade. So as always, if you want to follow along and you're trying to study for your test, you can always head over to hamstudy.org. It's an awesome resource and it always helps all of us prepare for and is always recommended by 3 out of 4 volunteer examiners. So, you know, hey, if you're looking to study or get your upgrade, hamstudy.org is a great tool for that stuff. And that's what Todd is using himself. And that's what we use to test with our questions here for something extra. So without any further delay, let's give it over to our VE Quizmaster. Paul, take it away, sir.
All right. Let's get the proper layout. That's not it.
There we go.
There we go.
Ah, back to normal.
All right. Todd, are you excited? We're sub-element number 9. We're getting close to the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot all the other elements.
All right. Well, question number 1 for the evening. What is the purpose of a series capacitor in a gamma match? Is it A, to cancel unwanted inductive reactants? B, to transform the antenna impedance to a higher value? C, to provide DC isolation between the feed line and the antenna, or D, to provide a rejection notch that prevents the radiation of harmonics.
Our favorite song that Todd's going to need when he actually takes the test.
I'm just going to put it on in the background when I actually take the test.
Can they accommodate things like that? Does the VE team allow that?
Music in the background. All right. Oh, man. I'm going to say A, to cancel unwanted inductive reactants.
I'm going to go with C because I like C.
All right. Todd said A. And A is correct.
Great job.
So, your explanation, the PVC insulation that encases the center conductor of a coaxial cable is within the outer tube that provides a series capacitance of some gamma type matching networks. The inductive reactance is canceled by the series capacitance within the matching network, which this will lead to a defined resonance. So your hint, matching network is the answer. Memory tip, the TV series was canceled by the network.
All right. Which TV series?
All of them.
Plenty of them. All of them. They're all canceled. There you go. The cancel culture is back.
All right, Todd. Question number two. What is the approximate physical length of an air-insulated parallel conductor transmission line that is electrically a half wavelength long at 14.1 megahertz? Is it A, 7 meters, B, 13.3 meters, C, 10.6 meters, or D, 8.5 meters?
I'm going to go with C, 10.6 meters. Better go with me, Eric. Come on, big guy.
Of course, it's all in meters there, so I've got to do the math. Got to figure out the freedom unit conversion. Just go with me. I'll go with 10.6.
10.6 is correct.
Thanks for the layup, Todd.
I get the assist.
So, to explain it, 14.1 is in the 20-meter band. Half a wavelength is approximately 10.63 meters. The velocity factor of air-insulated parallel conductor transmission line is approximately 1. The physical length is nearly the same as the electrical length. So, mathematically, 300 divided by 14.1 equals 21.3 meters. 21.3 divided by 2 is 10.65 meters. A right. Silly way to remember, 10 is in the equation and the answer. There you go.
There we go. Simple, easy studied method.
All right, I got to get this one, Eric, or we got to hear the song.
I know, right? Come on, man. Pressure. And this is live, too, so you know, you're doing pretty good. No, you're not going to fall apart.
At least I didn't get them all wrong like last live show, so.
Right.
I don't have to embarrass myself. Get the shame.
All right, Todd. The third and final question of the evening. What impedance does a half-wavelength transmission line present to an RF generator when the line is shorted at the far end? Is it A, very low impedance, B, the same as the output impedance of the RF generator, C, the same as the characteristic impedance of the line, or D, very high impedance?
I'm going to go with A. I didn't get it backwards.
I'm going to go D just to be stubborn.
And Buzzard says he's got to get off his butt and work on his upgrade. I'll agree.
Roger, roger.
All right. Todd said A. And A is correct.
Great job.
Wow.
All right.
You know what I was doing right before we had
studying?
This? Studying section 9.
All right. To explain it real quick, think about the question in terms of amplitude profile of a standing wave in a transmission line. At a half wavelength, the end of the transmission line matches the amplitude of the input to the transmission line when a standing wave exists. As such, shorting it will take the energy out of the standing wave and be seen as a short at the generator, which is seen as a low impedance to current flow when voltage is applied. So hint, half height that is shorted is very low. There you go.
Low.
All right. That's a good
one.
And
I went over three, right? No, I had one layup.
I assisted you.
Simple layup.
Either way,
man.
We don't get the song.
Yeah, well, you might as well play it for me just because I like to hear it. We'll be available in our store soon. All right. Well, as always, so if you're on the journey to studying for your Technician General Extra class, or you want to get off your butt and start studying for your upgrade there, well, then, you know, hamstudy.org is an awesome resource for getting your ticket. And as we always say every episode and even in our live streams, you know, if you recently received your license or maybe you got upgraded like Randy just did, and we're going to be talking about that in a bit, let us know. You know, we'd like to recognize you on the next episode for your hard work and all the effort you put into it. And you can always send that to us over at livefreeandham@gmail.com. Or you could always hit us up on Discord or via our text message or any one of our other methods like our, you know, voice line number, which is a great way to leave us a message. So, all right. Well, with that, let's get into all seriousness, my friends. You know, we at Live Free and Ham, you know, I think we've been struggling a little bit. You know, we've been wrestling, we've been petting this issue a little bit, you know, but we decided that we finally figured that, you know, through all of our attempts to get this individual to see the light in a different way, we just needed to take him to Ham Court. So tonight, fellas and folks all online, you know, those that are in our chat, our judge, our juries, you know, we're here to plead our case. We're here to help support Randy. And so let me kind of shape this a little bit so you guys know what's going on. If you're new to the scene, or you might have not heard, or, you know, you just came out from underneath the rock. I don't know what your call, well, however you want to look at it. You know, what we've done is, you know, we've heard the cries. A while back, we'll call the said person plaintiff. You know, we are looking to obviously put in a suit to fight against him for, you know, basically slander against our client, you know, in the ways of forcing him to follow a merit and performance-based, you know, structure. And that structure basically is that he wouldn't accept him to be on the show or on any show of, you know, a certain, you know, show we will fail to mention, but only list in the, you know, case docket that, you know, we wanted, he wanted to come on, but his brother would not allow him to come on until he received his extra. And so I felt that was like a major injustice. You know, it took me a long time to get my extra. We'll say if you added in the years I wasn't a ham, it would be about 20 years. So, you know, Randy, I think, has got a lot more, you know, less time on the clock there. But, you know, we felt as the Live Free and Ham, you know, hosts over here that, you know, we needed to make sure that Randy was definitely given, you know, the opportunity to plead his case, to be able to, you know, bring it to the light and, you know, really just, you know, talk through some of these issues to get people to understand that, you know, Shane might have a different view, but it's not the right view always. And that right view is definitely keeping him from experiencing amazing things like being a host on Ham Radio Clubhouse. I mean, to say that he was going to not allow him to come on the show because he wasn't an extra, to me, is just utter ridiculousness. And so that is just one of many examples that, you know, I'm going to cite tonight to prove our case. And, you know, we brought on an arsenal of witnesses and other hopefully folks to come in to help support Randy and his support, all with the idea to hopefully turn, you know, Shane in a different light, to understand that, you know, no matter what level of technician, what level of license you are, that you literally are welcome in this ham community no matter what. And so with that, I think, you know, before I add and start into this, you guys want to add anything to this whole process, or, you know, bring to light?
Well, I got to say is I was added to the Ham Radio Clubhouse and I wasn't an extra.
Well, true. Yes. But we accepted you as a general, my friend, and you embrace it.
Yes, I do.
Well, all I got to say is that as one of the VEs in both his general exam and his extra, it truly is a crime against humanity that Shane would judge his brother in this way. It's so unfair and so hurtful. Justice must be served.
Yeah, I couldn't borrow the ESPCA logo because there's too many copyright.
Also, Sarah McLachlan.
The sad music was close enough. So, all right. Well, so with that, I think we're going to bring on our client because we feel he can best describe some of his pain and anguish and struggle in this process and bring to the table, you know, his case, because we feel it's definitely warranted. And we look to you guys in the chat, you guys out there in YouTube space to help rule in the right side of the law when it comes to ham court. So without further ado, let's bring Randy in here and say hello to Randy. How's it going, Randy?
Hey, guys, doing good.
Well, welcome, you know, and thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come, you know, to hang out with us and just, you know, obviously razz Shane a little bit in this whole process because it is, you know, ham court after all. But either way, I'll leave the floor to you. You know, where is your heart right now? How are you dealing with all this pain and anguish?
I mean, it's been mostly a challenge, really, just to get my extra just so I can, you know, hang out with him on the show. But I mean, hearing that you wouldn't even give me a kidney without getting my extra, I know that was kind of rough.
Wow. You know. Oh, my. Oh, I did forget about that. Yes, we'll have to add that to the overall plea there. Won't even donate body parts. Man, that's horrible. So talk to us a little bit. So obviously, you know, there's obviously a different age difference there. But in essence, Shane, I assume, had his ticket a little bit before you got yours. Is that kind of what's the backstory to that kind of, you know, process? So maybe
he had his tech back in like 2006, I think, upgraded 6 years ago, 7 years ago, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. He took me out to DePoto once. And then apparently he stole his radio right after. So I think that was after he dropped it. But, trying to do radio stuff ever since, but he doesn't have a radio to take me out or anything. And yeah.
Well, not only do I own that radio, but I will let you use it. And when the judge comes forward, I have a motion that you should be an honorary host of Live Free and Ham because, totally. You know, 100%. We are all inclusive here. I mean, look, I'm on the show and I'm a freaking retard.
And I'm a general and they let me on the show.
And heck, they give me the hosting privileges, so that doesn't really mean a whole lot anyway. So just the backstory, obviously he started in the hobby. Did you just kind of follow suit because he took you out to a POTA, or was it something, you know, that you saw him doing that you thought you wanted to do?
Yeah. So we started doing, storm chasing back in the day. That kind of got, you know, I kind of wanted to be able to, you know, communicate with other chasers, monitor the NOAA channels if we're, you know, no cell coverage. I eventually got my first, Baofeng, basically the basic starter for all hams, it seems like.
Did Shane make you buy that yourself, or did he help?
He suggested it, but yeah, I definitely had to purchase that myself.
Yeah, you know. He's given away more radios, better radios than that, just to his viewers. I can't believe he made you buy your first Baofeng. He probably has a whole closet full of them in his, you know, just sitting there in a bin.
Yes.
Probably didn't want to pay the shipping, right?
If minimum. Yeah. All right. So you kind of started on technician storm chasing, and then you got a little further into the hobby there. And so did he, you know, entice you to come to a POTA, or did you ask him? How did that process work for you? Was it more like, you know, you had to prod him forward to get him to take you out, or did he just, you know, encourage you to go with him?
So yeah, I didn't even know it was a thing until he actually took me out for the first time. So it was a whole new Newton experience. I really enjoyed it. We didn't have a big pileup to work or anything, but it was interesting just having to process call signs, log them, you know, just do the whole thing. And that really got me into it.
So did he let you touch the mic at all? Like, did you just have to sit there and log?
I got to work under his call sign.
Oh, okay. So he didn't even take you on the 10-meter band. He didn't even let you, you know, get and make your own contacts.
Honestly, I didn't even know what bands we were on, actually. That was,
oh man, so he kept all that hidden. Oh, my gosh, that's sad. If he wouldn't even allow you to get that further down the you know, with your own privileges and whatnot, it's a you know,
just get you a contact on 10 meters. That would have been nice of him.
So, all right. So continue on. So you obviously got to technician for a little while, and you started, getting into the hobby. Anything else along the way? Did Shane, kind of try to Elmer you a bit at all, or he just kind of keep you, at arm's length a bit?
So I mean, he's been kind of ragging me to get my tech for a while. I got my GMRS license back in October, and that was just for, communicating with friends around town, people at, races that I work for F1. But eventually I just like, I feel like I want to get some HF. So then I went ahead and got my technician's license. And then we went out for David, I think he's in chat. We went up to Missouri for a trip, and we're coming back and said, hey, let's stop at a park. We'll do some POTA. And, it was quickly decided that, the little sliver of 10 meters just was not enough. So, upgraded general and, got a lot more, use of the bands there. So, and then,
Did he leave you out in the cold though? I mean, obviously you didn't have a radio, so you obviously had to go find your own HF equipment and stuff like that. Or, what did that look like?
David's actually been helping out. He got a radio and I've been kind of working on his stuff when he's over and we're out doing stuff. So,
Okay.
I should have a radio this Friday.
Oh, okay. And any involvement in Shane's help with that at all, or was it mostly just your decision, making process with help of Dave? Or
okay, yeah, not a whole lot of help from Shane on that one.
And okay, so it seems that obviously, we've had many cases where Shane has not stepped up to be a great brother and helping you.
He's definitely not on the list of brother of the year. That's for sure.
No. Yeah, he struggled for that title. I found it very sad, but at the same time, I understand, in desperation, there's one instance that I think is very much been brought to Shane's attention several times where, he has left his own brother out in the cold in terms of helping him try to acquire radios and stuff, that you reached out to another fellow ham literally in, other part of Texas. And he welcomed you wholeheartedly, even considered you one of his own brothers. What was that experience for you? I mean, in comparison to, having nothing come back from, your own brother with, a little bit of help there.
Well, I mean, the first night that I got my technician from the stream of the clubhouse, I mean, Mike was even offering me to send me a radio, battery, whatever I needed. So,
wow.
I got so much support from him and, nothing from the other side of the room here. So, I mean, but yeah.
Oof. Okay. Well, yeah, I am, it's just all of the facts are just starting to build up here, guys. I mean, this is going to be a slam dunk case, I think.
All right. Well, so now that the case has been made, should we bring the judge into the room?
Yeah. So we have invited many others here. And so there's definitely kind of a mixed bag here, folks. We've got some support folks that we brought in to help bring Randy into the fold and show him that, we all care no matter what level, license he's at. But then, there's a few here that, obviously have come to support the plaintiff, we'll say. So we're going to bring that person in here and, see what he has to say for other, reasons here. So we bring in Izzo here and, we all know Izzo personally, but the court recognizes Izzo. How do you plead your case for said Shane here? Because you obviously have known him the longest.
I guarantee you.
All right, if you guys remember Colonel Potter from the show MASH, I'm calling horse hockey bullshit right out. I am. Wow. I have been in the hallway of the courthouse. And I have been pacing up and down. Hang on. I need to check my blood pressure. Hang on. Let me check my smartwatch. Oh, my God. Look at this. It's reading the bullshit monitor level here.
He's fired up, my friend.
I have got questions. I have got questions to defend my friend and my client, Shane. Mm-hmm. I have questions.
All right. Well, then if you've got plenty of questions... Allow yourself to elaborate at least on one of those questions, because I'm sure our chat is all ears to hearing why we should defend such a person who has been so hurtful.
Well, Randy, on behalf of my client who has not paid me, okay, yes, he did send me some cigars for a radio that was offered to you. Am I right? But you declined the radio. Is that a correct statement?
That is not.
I'm not done yet. But who paid? But who paid for those cigars? Did you buy those cigars?
I did not.
Why did you buy those cigars? You can't handle the truth, and I'm not even done yet. Why did you not buy those cigars?
I had no idea about the deal, Lizzo. I mean, boxes.
You had no idea of a deal. Wait. Shane is your brother, correct? I want to make sure we're talking about you share some blood somewhere in that DNA, right? Or is it DNA in the blood? I forget what it is. It doesn't make a difference. This is not about biology, folks.
Are you submitting that as evidence or something?
Yes. I'm waiting for Quest Diagnostics blood test to be coming back to ensure that these two are even brothers. But it doesn't make a difference.
I am going to have to put a stop to you right now because, in essence, we have to bring in another critical support.
Oh, you bring him in. I got questions. I still got more.
Steve, you have hopefully come prepared with, you know, enough support for poor Randy here as, you know, Izzo tries to drag him through his name through the mud.
Look at that hat.
So he knows I had to rock the hat.
And the shirt. Oh, my gosh. He is in full uniform.
Full uniform, I guess.
If you notice, I am not wearing my hat on my t-shirt tonight. Have you noticed I am not wearing...
You are out of order, sir.
All right, I'll wait my turn.
Shane, welcome. Steve, welcome. Sorry.
Hey now. I always stuck up for Randy. I said, didn't matter. He tested with Glorg from the get-go. Yeah. No, it wasn't a clubhouse session, but he didn't reach out to me for a clubhouse session.
Mm-hmm.
But I blame that totally on Shane.
He did pass.
Yep.
Okay. So it really doesn't matter who tests him per se, as long as he is successful in the nature of reaching his goal, which we all want to celebrate here. And first and foremost, as I bring as evidence, part number one here, you know, he did pass his extra successfully. And yet our, lovely Shane did not recognize it whatsoever for weeks, as far as I understand, from the point from when, you know, Randy got his, official notice that he had upgraded. Is that not true?
Well, we're going on week two, but to defend my brother Shane, he wasn't on the show last week to announce it.
True. But by whose fault?
He was crying about something about he was being sick or something. I don't know.
Did you see my 3,000, subscriber giveaway? I was near death, and I still showed up for my own 3,000 subscriber giveaway. What's his complaint?
Yeah, I think he spent more time in the balloon than he is on radio.
I have to ask. No, wait a minute now. Brother Steve, you seem to have made a very legible point, if that's the word legible.
Okay.
But haven't we all been sick? There have been times when I have been sick. Am I correct?
Yep. Oh,
you have been sick. Wait. You have been sick, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Paul, what was last time you got sick?
I don't know.
Paul's sick right now.
He got sick right now from hearing all this horse hockey. Everybody,
I've seen the stuff he posted in Clubhouse.
Everybody here has been sick at one point or another, and that's my point. That is the point we all have. We all get sick.
The truth.
What about the week before that? Was Shane on then?
Yes, he was.
But why didn't he announce it?
Well, wait a minute.
Because Randy hadn't passed yet.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
And wasn't Shane there? Now, Steve, you were part of, Steve, according to your testimony, you state that the, is it Glarg?
Yep.
Handled this session. Who was there for VEs?
Oh, I would have to pull it up, but I'm on the phone that I could pull it up on. I was there. No.
Most importantly, was Shane there?
So, technically, Shane was not there.
However, what?
Shane was in my main room to be there for anybody that showed up.
Oh, wait a minute. And who was there? Who was there who showed up? Randy.
Carlos.
He was
Carlos.
It doesn't matter. He could have been there for. He could have been there for Randy. It could have been for anybody. My point, Your Honor, is he was supporting his brother Randy as well as everybody else equally, because that's what we do.
For legality reasons, Shane was not there. Part 97, Shane was not allowed to be part of the session because Randy is his brother.
So this part of the testimony has to be thrown out immediately. It was there
for a second. Just so you guys know, that question is actually on the extra exam.
You better get that one right.
Don't ask him how he knows.
Well, he's still a general, so he's still studying for his extra.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for that phone call and when you're ready to take it. So
we're getting there.
I just missed this question totally from any further discussion, Your Honor, and I suggest that we move on because I have pertinent information to show that Randy is an excellent individual, and that is not what we are contesting. We are not contesting Randy and for their love of the family, who dropped the radio, but to show that Shane is supporting his brother.
I want to say
there's more harassment than support in that session.
Yes, I would say
it was subjective. No, that is subjective to your comprehension and to your opinion. There's six of us here. Okay, we all have an opinion. Wait, we all have an opinion. Will Todd pass his extra? We all have an opinion.
Not now.
I cite the fact that, you know, I submitted the case purely on the fact that it was a basically merit and performance based approach. And in Shane's mind, it was Randy was not able to meet or even get to the level in Shane's mind of being an extra, and that he would never, ever be able to achieve that bar. So therefore, he always would look down on Randy. And that is not how we treat each other in the ham community.
However,
we should be lifting our brothers up.
Okay, you make a valid point, but I'm going to go a little bit higher. See, you're here, and I'm okay. See, I've been watching Suits.
You're still so, you know, visually below me, but yeah.
No. I've been watching Suits on Netflix.
Hey, you're a little late to the party. That's like, what, 10 years old?
I know, but it doesn't make a difference.
Still a good show.
Todd, I haven't gotten my extra yet either. Todd, like you, I'm a general, but it doesn't make a difference. So what if we're late to the party? The point is that we're good people, correct, Todd?
Correct.
All right, thank you. I want you to acknowledge that he said that I am correct. So that
people, okay,
so here we are. So I want to tackle one of the things, and N2MAK, I think I've.
Oh, he got his wish. His mic went dead. How did Mike do that? My gosh, he's amazing.
Okay,
where'd your mic go? There you go. Now you're good.
A statement was made about the GMRS license. Mm-hmm. Randy, I have to ask you. How do
you... The mic goes out again.
I love it. We got to strike that from the record.
Those are you who are playing with the microphone in the master settings.
Not I. I you know, I'm
I don't have any, I'm just a
general. I don't want to hear about technical difficulties. Because if that occurs one more time, then this whole thing will be a complete mistrial and there will be no winners.
There are plenty of other evidence that we can bring to the table that we still have to work
through. Here. I've been taking notes because I have that short-term memory loss. Can't remember whatever it is, Cialis, CRS, or whatever.
Yep. Oh, yeah,
it's not Cialis. Trust me, okay. It's definitely not Cialis. Okay.
Cialis. No.
Okay, so listen.
It was CRS. We can't say what it is on this show.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we can. We're past the 30-minute mark.
Okay.
So it was mentioned early. So Randy, I want to ask you. How did you learn about GMRS? Did Shane ever mention the words to you about not ham radio communications, about this other radio service called GMRS? At any time, did he talk to you about this?
Prior to me getting my license, that would be a no.
It has nothing to do with prior to or after, but he has talked to you about GMRS, correct?
A little bit.
No, wait a minute. A little is subjective again. Once again, it's subjective, whether it's five again. Words or it's still
is GMRS killing ham radio?
Me? I don't know.
Well, then get to your point, sir.
My point is this, as I move along. Randy mentions. There he is. Randy mentions, "Hey Shane, I got you, man. I got you." Okay, because guess what? Because just remember, and I pointed out Shane earlier. Okay, and I will get further detail that Randy did not buy or purchase cigars for the sale of a radio. Okay. We're just going to remember that as we come around the clock, okay? So, Randy, you mentioned that you and Shane, how many times did you and Shane go out for Parks on the Air, POTA, commonly known as POTA? Once.
I think he only said one, sir.
Okay, and that's okay, because Randy, would you consider yourself a smart individual?
Absolutely.
There you go. So one time is maybe all he really needs. Wow. Okay. But that's okay because two is great, three is even better, et cetera, okay? But Randy, at any time during that POTA, Randy, at any time when the time you guys got together in said vehicle, got to the park, returned, at any time, did you ever ask my client, can you please explain these different things called the ham bands? Did you ever ask him any of that question?
Nope, never came.
Why not? But why not? You were, because at that time you were not a ham radio operator.
I say fear in the fact that he's scared of his own brother asking a simple question.
Your Honor, the man who thinks he's above me is putting words into Randy's mouth.
He is above you.
Well, so Don,
you're cutting out there, Steve.
We got to strike it right there. All Steve's just comments are he is not legible. It cannot be the court stenographer cannot comprehend what is happening here.
All right, good, Steve. All right, I'm run.
My phone's over here, so.
Oh, great.
I'll catch you guys tomorrow.
I see. So I have to point out to the court and to everybody here currently, you know, obviously Shane is in the chat, and Shane, hopefully you're getting him Izzo pro bono, because if you're paying him money, you're really, you know, you're not getting your money's worth. That's all I have to say.
Oh, he will. Wait, I'm not done yet. I am not done yet. Let me tell you, I am the Johnny Cochran right now.
He's dead, isn't he?
or Matlock.
Well, if we're gonna put it in the right time frame,
I am the see you later, Mason, Steve. The Andy Griffin, was it Andy Griffin a lawyer? What did Andy Griffin play?
He was a sheriff.
No, but he played as a lawyer. He played in a lawyer show towards the end. He always had that white or that blue suit, jacket. Anyway, that's besides the point.
Randy, there's a lot of besides the points here.
Randy, you ever get to a point? Yes, the point is this, Randy. At any time, did you say, Shane, can you please explain something to me about ham bands? Because the comment was made that he didn't allow you to get on the 10-meter band for you to participate on. But he was still being what was called what, Todd? The control. Hey, Todd, question. What does a control operator do, Todd?
You
controls the radio.
Are out of order, sir.
Exactly.
But he allows a non-ham participant to operate under the license of the control operator.
However, I cite the fact that he did have his technician license when he did go do this POTA, correct, Randy?
Shane did. I did not.
Yes. Oh, okay. My mistake. I retract that.
So, okay. That's right. Many more mistakes.
Shane only had his technician license and he was out doing POTA.
Burn him.
Not talking about me. The only thing burning right now is a damn good cigar. The inch from EP Gorilla.
So let's circle back on that question there, Todd. So you were saying that at the time when you guys did a POTA, Shane was also said technician, or was he general?
I'm not sure if he had upgraded general.
Oh, you don't even know, but this is your brother.
It was so long ago.
It was so long ago. What did I have for dinner 3 nights ago? I don't remember. It was so long ago. I totally agree.
A GMSR ninja. What does that constitute there, said Shane? I'm not familiar with that terminology. Does he go around in the middle of the night in the black outfit talking on the radio or what?
Only on channel 14.
Exactly. Right.
Only on 7, not 200.
I can only imagine. Right.
So another comment was made. Oh, wait a minute. I may have to mute my microphone because the police are coming in to arrest this. I forget the adjective. Anyway, there was a comment TRS. Made about a VHF UHF portable not being provided to you. Is that correct?
No. Tonight?
I gotta yes. say, well, we're,
yeah, earlier, I was
Shane
saying,
made you know, him buy his first Baofeng. Like he doesn't have a bunch of them in his.
Were you there, Todd? Todd, were you there in the home or part of the?
I'm just.
Were you the facts in the are, home?
Randy had to buy his first Baofeng. No. You're telling me Shane doesn't have a spare Baofeng laying around the house that he could have sent to his brother.
Your Honor, the man up there in the corner recognizes Whiskey One Sierra Tango Juliet Todd was not truly part of that conversation between Shane and Randy. So how could his statements be considered accurate in this court?
Because based on attorney client privilege, that's the information Randy has shared with us and therefore we are sharing with you.
I would like to present into evidence the footage of the 2000 subscriber giveaway that I did on my channel where I gave away a Baofeng just out of the graciousness of my heart to a brand new technician that was in the chat for the very first time. We had never had any knowledge of one another prior to that evening, nor was he my brother. And mm-hmm. I sent him a free Baofeng to say congratulations for getting your technician.
That is very honorable and very sweet. And now I'm going to go watch a Shirley Temple movie. Oh. Okay. Now, however, though, I bet you guys don't know. Okay. You talk about your goodwill. Let me explain a goodwill of a guy I know in Connecticut who had, keywords, had an ICOM 706. He cleaned it all up, even though it was already clean, but he just wanted to make sure, ran it up a few times, making sure it was working. Because he was getting ready to send it to Texas. Randy, do you live in Texas?
I do.
Yes, he does.
And did you send that radio to Randy?
No, because it was all getting ready to. As well as, no, hold on, Mr. Eric N1J, you are. There's more. And
there will be a point.
It was going to, the point is this. It was going to be a surprise for Randy, at least initially what I thought. And the sale of that was such a screaming deal. We didn't sell it for $900, a used radio for $900, $800, $700, $600, not even $500, not even $400, and not even $300, okay? Okay, it was for a box of cigars that were, you know, great cigars, but not overly priced. Okay, and on top of it, the seller of this radio spent a tremendous amount of money in shipping and packaging to ensure it arrived in Texas in one shape, not like it had fallen off a tailgate in another episode that we're not going to discuss right now.
It sounds like this is just a civil case. It's just outside of this family adoption case that we're trying to discuss here this evening. Because, you know, based off of what Shane has posted, he's wondering why the thumbnail looks like a custody battle. Because in essence, you've left your brother out in the cold there, my friend. You refuse to welcome him into the hobby. And therefore, the Live Free and Ham community has embraced him.
Objection, objection, horse hockey. Per Colonel Potter, horse hockey. Randy, do you and Shane celebrate various events throughout the year, holidays, birthdays, bar mitzvahs, Christmases, whatever?
Yeah.
See, even the dogs are getting riled up.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Randy, wait. Randy is a dog owner and a dog lover, just like his brother Shane. Dog owner, dog lover. And Randy, I'll bet you take wonderful care of your animals.
I heard you
just
prefer
like
cats.
Your brother.
What does that have to do with Randy and...
It shows a bond that they have, Todd. Todd, go back to study.
Todd, how to care for animals?
Todd, go back to studying element
but
8.
What does the dogs have to do with ham radio and him not being allowed to be on Clubhouse until he gets his extra? And then he gets his extra. And he doesn't even let anyone know that his brother earned his extra.
This is not about who let the dogs out. It's all pedantic bantering. right? The motion on the floor to the judge and jury in the chat is for Randy to become an honorary host of Live Free and Ham, because yes, we accept him here.
So and before we allow that motion accepted to hit the floor there, we have additional support that has come to help, to come to Randy's aid here. And we're going to bring the said individual in to hopefully shed some amazing truths to, you know, your defense that's full of holes.
You hope he's here at Randy's defense.
The only thing I did pay him appropriately, but is good cheese from New Hampshire. That's the only thing that is full of holes here. And I like New Hampshire cheese. Let that be on the record.
Joe, welcome, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
First, I want to say thank you for the payment, but I spent it on a bright green today instead of.
You didn't wear the official Live Free and Ham uniform like Steve did?
No, I'm sorry. Hat stays in the car with me for when I really need it. You know, it comes in handy.
Excellent. Well, yes. Good to hear.
All right. 5 demerits for being out of uniform.
All right. Gets him out of a traffic ticket is what it does.
Oh, they think I'm working traffic.
You could be. So in Randy's defense, you come supporting Randy or you come supporting the plaintiff?
I come to support a family. Your Honor.
Okay. All right. I'm not the honor. That is to my right or left, depending on which side of the screen you're on.
Okay. The man with the gavel. You know,
yes. He comes prepared, Matt. He's got prop budget.
Since my travel time from the living room and my absence of getting the show started again here, it appears we transitioned very quickly to a family court. So it's a perfect time for me to talk about family. And, you know, families usually have their little quarrels here and there.
Agreed.
But there's always that, well, not always. But sometimes there's still that love knot, you know, that just never lets go. Okay. And I can't help but think the whole time I'm hearing all these arguments, which, you know, I see some valid points on either side, but I'm thinking, you know, Randy, have you won any prizes from the clubhouse?
Yeah, there was that one that.
You don't know, answer that question, sir. You don't need to answer that question.
Yes.
I strike that from the record.
This is all about honesty and on the stenographer's list there. What did he say? I'm sorry. I might have missed it. I was intaking some beautiful smoke. He has won, which means in order to win, he has to participate and be in the chat and do other things. So he is supporting Clubhouse like his brother supports him.
He did. He fair and square without the family element. He did that. But there was a family element to the decision of what he won, because we all said hell no to a $200 6-meter Baofeng antenna. But oh, no, okay. What did Randy get? Yeah.
I forgot. What did he get? Randy, why don't you tell us what you got? Randy, why don't you tell us what did you choose? No, I'm sorry. What did you choose?
Randy, if it incriminates you, you do not have to share that with the court.
So this is
I will plead to the fifth then. Yep.
Well, I mean, cool. can you answer it this way? Is that what you really wanted? As Izzo was getting to, was that your choice?
Or
was
absolutely.
Well.
I'm sorry. I did not hear that again. Randy, it was whose choice? Your choice. Your choice to come onto YouTube. Nobody you know, stricken you from YouTube, as well as you chose to click the mouse and participate. I bet you you're even a subscriber of Ham Radio Clubhouse, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I got to support.
All right. See, this is a big happy.
However,
world.
He does support you guys financially, as he stated already. So, in essence, he has already been giving of his time, of his financial resources to said Clubhouse, and yet nothing has come back. You know, in the same equal.
My fellow lawyer Eric from across the table there. All six of us. Participate in so many ham radio channels, whether it is financially, whether it's in the comment section. Matter of fact, I remember a week or so ago, I wrote Paul a very nice comment. Okay. I didn't have to. I wanted to. It comes from the heart. Okay. Nobody makes us do anything. So the word support is this big umbrella, and underneath it are many fractions, but it doesn't make a difference where you are. The point is, you are supporting.
Oh, thanks for your support. I think. So look, I don't want to come on here and I don't want to sound biased coming right, you know, here at the tail end, the caboose here. I support Randy. Congratulations on your achievements, man. You know,
absolutely.
I don't care. Maybe it wasn't Shane that told us. Maybe it was Steve. I don't know. But you know, we were aware backstage anyway that you had accomplished an achievement that you had was shamed to get. You know, matter of perspective, but you got it. Weight off your shoulders. But we see a lot of good character out of his brother too. You know,
I would say in order to be able to restore and bring restitution to both my client and to the Ham Radio Club as a whole, that we come to some agreement to invite, or first and foremost, we should pass the official motion that our judges already brought on the table that we've put a pin in for the few moments here about making him an honorary, you know, host of Live Free and Ham. But I do extend the olive branch too, that, you know, at least two of the official members of the clubhouse would be able to step in to, you know, Randy's space to encourage, you know, another brother to decide, you know, to invite Randy on, to bring him on to the next show or a future show coming soon.
Wait a
would
minute.
You not agree?
Like that has never, but wait a minute. That has never like, been tomorrow? The issue here. Wait, Your Honor, that has never been tomorrow? The issue here. Because I have been welcomed on this Northeastern Ham show many times. Matter of fact, support. I have been on here. I have been wanting to be on here on times when I could not be, but you were still in my heart because I had family obligations or work. I have also purchased items from
you. Are out of order.
I am not out of order. I have purchased the hams. I have
let the record show that you are speaking of the Northeast Ham Radio, and this is Live Free and Ham. This is a completely different.
You, sir, are on the wrong channel.
We are also those guys up north.
Yes, the crazy guys up north who I love, who I love. So, once again, we are one big ham family, which is really an outcast to say Shane has not or did something that hasn't really even been proven yet.
Well, I would say he proven.
I'm not in charge.
So actually, we've brought out, you know, some new facts here to the table. So in essence, this really isn't Shane's fault.
It's Izzo's fault.
Izzo's issue.
And I will be happy to represent myself.
Well, you might want to ask Shane to help. Shane might be able to help in your behalf.
Randy has all. Listen, when we heard that Randy has a brother who is getting his ham radio license.
No, you mean you got it reversed.
You mean Shane
you
has
mean
a brother.
Shane has Randy. A brother.
Randy, Shane do you have another family member?
No, I did. No, up until most recently, I did not. I didn't even. I only knew Randy as a name. Okay. And then all of a sudden I heard the man is not going to have time in his life. He has an interest. Do you know how happy that made me feel? That was incredible because I remember what it felt like when my grandfather took me under his wing in 1972 and 73 from the beginnings of my very young childhood, being 8, 9 years old, not knowing what a capacitor is and how to solder a PL259. The man just kind of did it, and there were matter of fact, I didn't get anything from my grandfather until I was 30-something. A TS-130.
You bring up a very good point. Randy, do you feel like you were left out of the choice to decide when Shane decided to pick up your grandfather's, you know, ham radio call? Did you feel like you were left out of that decision as to whether or not you should get it or he should get it?
So I'm pretty – that was the grandfather on the other side.
Thank you. The other side. See, this is what happens when the lawyer across the table does not do his homework. And Randy, I appreciate your honesty.
Going up against you, Izzo, that doesn't require a lot of effort. But anyway, I just planned like 10 minutes ago. No, yeah, I mean, I, I would think, and maybe my hosts agree here, that in order to make amends, to be able to bring this to the light, to be able to establish a new foundation, to go back to the family decision, where family is priority in a whole, that in order to make amends, that obviously we and Paul has, like I said, raised that the issue that we I am going to second the motion that we, as from a Live Free and Ham corporate approach, to obviously stay in line with our subsidiaries of Ham Radio Clubhouse there. So eventually you'll have to get the memo passed down and you'll just continue to further, the orders.
Wait,
there.
Time out. Do you have bylaws?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you have bylaws. You have written bylaws on file.
Yep. Yeah.
And who takes care of all of your financial transactions? I'm just trying to establish
that nobody from the Ham Radio Clubhouse, that's for sure.
No. Because guess what? Ham Radio Clubhouse has an individual who is assigned on record who handles all financial transcripts, including any United States of America. Remember that word, America, IRS filings. Does this group have appropriate people in place?
We don't make enough money for that.
Okay. That individual,
I hear, based off of corporate decisions, we've now opened up a case to to basically look further deeper into those dealings, just to make sure that they are fall in line and they appropriately come into all of the necessary.
I'm hearing a lot of horse hockey, Joe Brett. I don't know about you, but I'm hearing Joe Brett. I'm hearing a train that has jumped the track, and you better give me a high visibility anti two shirt.
Hey, this is the new world. This is the new world. Corporate America. We're taking all rules and regulations off. This is the wild, wild west, my friend. Bring it on. Yes, we are incorporated in Sealand. We are soon to buy that next. So anyway, let's raise the motion from the Live Free and Ham crew. We officially, go ahead and make the motion there. N1OG, the Grouch.
All right. I motion that the Live Free and Ham community adopt Randy as our new honorary Live Free and Ham host.
Yes, second. I second it. I pass. It is official, Randy. You have the keys to the kingdom. No, they don't vote.
Wait a minute. Do you guys follow Robert's
rules? Who's Robert?
Robert's rules.
Who's Robert?
I am very familiar.
You're familiar? Then I believe that you cannot make that motion. You could ask for the motion, but you cannot.
We are like
make
every other freaking ham radio club when it comes to Robert's rules. It's kind of just a suggestion.
No. Let me clarify, because actually it is written in Robert's rules that if you have a quorum that is less than 12, while it is not customary for the chair to make a motion, in a small group setting, the chair is allowed to make a motion.
But you guys, I agree with Liv, and I support. Oh, that key word again, support you guys. But isn't it just I thought you guys were always above board. You guys are incredible. You guys don't need Robert. You don't need rules. You live free. This is about morals and being men and humanity in America.
And him.
Am I correct?
And that's why we're bringing Randy in.
I support that too.
Izzo.
If I don't need silence, I'm going
to. All right.
Well, as the judge and chair of this meeting, Randy, welcome to Live Free and Ham. You're our newest host.
Awesome. Man.
Yes. Appreciate you're it. Always welcome anytime. Anytime.
David, just remember what happened in that movie, My Cousin Vinny. Danny, just remember what happened at the end in My Cousin Vinny.
Randy,
how many fingers am I holding up, Randy?
Four, Izzo.
Very good.
I'm glasses on.
You're glad.
I do just want to point out, if I could, kind of like an off-record thing. Do I need to wait on that?
No.
Feel free.
Go right ahead.
Or George.
Eat me up the whole show. When I look at Randy Square there, man, I'm like, Randy, do you watch a lot of Tank Radio? I know you watch a lot of Mike Mailbag Mondays.
Yeah, I've started watching a little bit of Tank. MF0XB over there in the UK.
I wasn't trying to turn this into this whole big discussion, but
do you watch any of the N1JUR channel or, you know, the Grouch in New Hampshire?
How about K5YVY? Any of those channels?
If there was something on there for him to watch, but
in 6 to 9 months, there will be, Joe. What are you talking about?
I just want to state that he's got the camera angle of Mike's mailbag, right? Okay. Up high camera angle. He's got all the stuff in the background like Tank, and he looks like Shaq and Greg sitting there a little bit, you know, like y'all might be cousins a little bit.
The only thing is sans Satan. He's missing Satan in the background, you know. He's got dogs instead.
Shaq and Greg says it all. I think Shaq and Greg just says it all.
You got the banana sitting on the floor somewhere back there.
Hey, you model the people you love to watch, right?
Oh, that's great, man. So yeah. when you starting your channel, Randy?
About that.
Well, you're a host now. I mean, you're kind of obligated.
Todd doesn't have one.
Todd does not do his channel at all. Like, he is like just started, and we've 3 years into it.
Yeah, like Izzo said, we got one of those too. So
we all have to. It's just it's a balance of life. Can't all be like type A's, because you're all type A's. God, the channel will explode. All right.
Forgetting this friendly. My bad.
No, dude. It's a circle of trust here, my friend. We're all good. No problems. I think Hamcord at this point has been officially closed. Although, you know, we do want to make sure that it's on the docket that, you know, the clubhouse in essence passes that olive branch to Randy to allow a host of Live Free and Ham to come on to your, you know, episode either as a guest or, you know, maybe as a co-host or whatever. So just throwing out that suggestion to the powers that be, and maybe they'll make the right decision.
Portos, motor hits, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore
him. They're all righteous dudes.
He's a righteous dude.
And listen, Randy is welcome. Listen, yes, I have been given the guys on the show. My brothers at the clubhouse have kind of nicknamed me the guest bookmaker. The guest coordinator, Randy. I'm available on QRZ, or you can contact, what's that B word? Your brother. And he'll be happy to provide you with my email address, my cell phone, my text. We can coordinate a time. You are welcome. You have always been welcome, and you will not be treated any differently. We'll have fun with you. We'll do the fast Izzo round with you. And then I'm sure, like the parliamentary things that we just heard earlier, there'll be a motion, and you'll be official member with zero dues. And
I have a gripe. I've noticed that.
What is your gripe, my friend?
Few episodes, and I feel like as a Live Free and Ham host being on your show, we've been gypped. When we were indoctrinated per se into the Ham Radio Clubhouse, we were asked the three question, whatever you call it, delivered, I don't know, whatever you want to use for the word. In essence, I felt like you have now improved that questionnaire list of, you know, questions to bypass the gatekeeper to get into Ham Radio Clubhouse. Ooh, so I feel
fast questions.
Fast questions was a fun thing that I just happened to say one night, and then it just continued because the audience loved it.
And you have added to it. You have definitely, right. Mike was talking about chowder. That was never asked of us. I feel left out.
No, you have been. No, I thought we went through fast rounds with you.
We did, but we were only asked three questions. We were at, Paul wasn't on at that time, but,
Paul was
we were asked what our favorite bands were.
I was asked
steak and fish. True. We got a lot of issues we got to work through.
Listen, just because statement was made doesn't mean it's true, but we're gonna have our people contact your people, the archives. Matter of fact, Todd hasn't even been on the show. You want to know why? Because Todd is studying.
I've been on the show twice.
No, but you haven't been indoctrinated, right?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, you don't even remember.
Kept up with it.
I'm not in charge of record keeping.
Embarrassing failure.
No, I am not a failure. Tommy Boy, listen. My job is not to keep records. That's not my job.
You know,
that's for sure.
We had this corporate come in, and we thought, oh, good, they're going to handle all that good stuff. And And they just kind of like
truth over facts.
Say hi to Chad every now and then.
Well, so if you want, we've taken the, you know, the reins off for a little while. We kind of let you guys run on your own, you know, basis. But, you know, now that's a takeover, we might have to do a hostile takeover and really like turn up the screws if that's what you're looking for. If you want structure and you know, uniformity, yeah, we'll bring it up.
The only way to get Randy on the clubhouse.
I know, right? Exactly. We might have to put the host on paid leave.
Wait, did we not have a fantastic April 1st joke between a collaboration between our two groups?
And I do have to say, we sold a lot of shirts for that too.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, we did. Really? Didn't you guys get your like 3 cents?
Yeah, well, that's called support. That's support. Once again, the word support comes in again. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
America. That's all I gotta say.
Roger that. Well. Yeah, I want to just kind of, you know, we give everybody kind of a lot of gruff, you know, with these guys. We love hanging out with the Ham Radio Clubhouse crew. They put up with our shenanigans and crap. We do a lot all the time. So we appreciate you guys hanging out with us because, you know, we did this kind of spur of the moment. It was. It was good.
Fun. It's fun to support each. Oh, that word again. Support.
Damn. Fun everything, man. Oh, everything's always fun.
Nuggets must have just ended.
For those of you who were learning about how to do a TNC for, you know, 5 out of 5 weeks, welcome to the show. And guess what? I'll sum it all up for you. Randy is a friend of Ham Court. There's no ill feelings. These guys didn't prove nothing. It's called horse hockey, and that's all there is to it. But we're all friends, and we can agree to it, and we can all move on. There you go. No. I summed it all up.
Totally. I don't know if Shane's left because he was crying or what, but you know, he was
in the chat there. And Ty did get 3 out of the 3 extra questions. So that was another monumentous thing tonight. Exactly. It was great.
He normally gets 3 out of 3 when we don't do live streams, but his live stream track record was finally broken tonight. Good. I have to say, yeah, you were 1 for 3, 1 for 3. You know, I went back and kind of did a quick review, and I'm like, oh man, he's got to break that habit. You know, that streak there. Thank God. So all good.
And I even gave you a layup, Eric. Come on,
you did, man. But I'm still an extra, so I suffer like Izzo. The CRS can't remember shit, and so yeah, I've forgotten all my extra.
You're an extra. You don't need to remember that no more.
I don't.
You made it.
So. I don't.
You know, guys, I got to tell you something. Todd, one of the things, and I'm starting to realize, I don't know if, and I don't want to give excuses, okay, because I have tried 2 or 3 times in reading various materials for that. And the whole thing with those is I get very frustrated, and I put it in front of me. And that is a fault of mine. It's not a fault of the many methods that are out there. And there's some very good methods I have learned. But when you get to that technical stuff, I have to say, I've been playing ham radio now for over 30 years. That stuff has never come in front of me. Of what do I need to know? And why do I need to know it? And that's why I've said these questions really, really need to be, a lot of them just need to be thrown into the garbage or archived out. And we need to get into some real questions about, you know, safety. Concentrate more on safety. Get more into good operating practice, maybe, and other things. I feel your pain when you, especially that 9. Mm. That 9's a tough one. And the diagrams and all sort of stuff.
Oh, the Smith charts and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that stuff comes across in front of you when you may not even realize it.
It does. You're right, Joe. I mean, like, I didn't learn Smith charts, but when I finally learned it from my extra, all of a sudden it's like I looked at it and went, oh, that really helps and makes sense.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird. Like, oh, I have something that actually I can apply and use. But
I'd rather have them
reactance arcs and resistance circles or resistance lines.
When I get my extra, I'm requesting that all new extras, there needs to be a whole POTUS section because I'd ace that. No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you had a chance to practice that.
Okay, but how about this though? How to install an antenna at your house, or maybe how to install a vehicle, or do a temporary
that's
for
YouTube setup? Videos, not test
questions. That answer would be call Eric. And call him when JUR.
Call a friend. What is this? Who wants to be a millionaire? We're gonna call a friend right away. No. You're gonna get your hands dirty. You're gonna go to the pool. You're gonna
Walt, you want to see my ham radio?
No.
I love that.
Dude, so I have to say, is the Live Free and Ham got another monumental milestone here? That, you know, I just saw a Gray Man out of Tim post something there saying that there's rumors for Randy like getting on the YouTube circuit now, where he's like, you know, visiting other shows. Have we just started his career, his YouTube career off from
Live Free and Ham? I would support him to do that. I would support Randy doing that. Gray Man's got a great show. That's a great show. Everybody should be supporting it.
Matter of fact,
Randy, if that's for you, do it. I highly recommend you. You'll have fun over there.
So like Randy, the clubhouse tortured Izzo and through what it brought your channel up to 1,000 people. You know, how many subs you have?
Don't tell them. Oh, Your Honor, wait a minute. See, the slander is coming out again. I thought we were sharing a peace pipe, a cigar.
We are. They helped you out with, you know, pushing you over 1,000 users.
Joe Brett, there is love on the Ham Radio Club. There are nights when we don't even have a guest.
Love. I'm trying to show the same love to Randy. Well, how many subs do you have, Randy?
So what? Or
how many subs do you have on your channel? Or do you have a channel, right?
Oh yeah, maybe 3. Maybe.
All right. Well, right there, you heard it here, folks. Let's get Randy to 100. Head on over.
We'll grab the link.
Yeah, but I need to make content first.
Randy's throw the link in the private chat.
We'll get you 100 subs. You know, you only have a single piece of content. You can put a video out there that says hello, and that would be perfectly fine. And then hang up.
I'm putting a challenge out there to all the YouTubers. I think Randy needs to go on tour. Should be on every channel.
Yep, you heard it here.
Yeah,
I think that would be really good.
And then we'll just all follow him and subscribe him.
Yeah.
For his one video. And that's all you need to do is like follow Shane's strategy. It's every 6 to 9 months he puts out a video, possibly, or thinks about putting about a video. And then, you know, it may happen. You never know. It'll be a surprise. Like Joe. I love Joe Brett's surprises. He just throws them out there and it's just like it just shows up in my feed and I go, wow, I haven't seen a video from Joe Brett in a long time.
There's that guy again.
And, you know, and when he starts to dabble into the 3D, you know, 360 space, it really just throws my stomach in a spin. But, dude, still good content.
Oh, Gray Man.
Wow. Oh, man, the shade's being thrown from the chat, my friends. Oh, and once again, we are trying to be a hamily here. I guess if you can't razz your own brothers, why not?
Well, hey, you know, their family is hell. So.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Some of y'all got that.
All right, cool. Randy threw his link there in the you know, private chat. If you want to grab that, Paul, and throw that in the you know,
yeah,
general chat. Sweet. Cool. All right. Well, you know, Randy, we thank you for coming on and hanging out with us and definitely just, you know, razzing your brother. Even though he couldn't show up, I totally get it. He had a busy day, and I'm sure he's a little under the weather, maybe. Well. Yeah, that's what I heard.
He's making money to support his family, which includes Randy.
I don't think he's supporting Randy. Please, come on. Randy sounds like he makes his own money. He had to buy his own Baofeng, so Baofeng or whatever. I'm sure he makes his own money. All right. Well, with that, I think, you know, we could beat this as a dead horse, but we should just go around here a little bit, you know, and say our goodbyes. But Joe and Izzo, I thank you guys for coming on, you know, kind of last minute and, you know, being part of this fun little shenanigans and to give, you know, Shane a little bit of, you know, gruff there. But we all love Shane. Shane's a great guy. You know, he definitely does awesome stuff for both the Ham Radio Clubhouse and just, you know, YouTube in general. So, you know, keep it going, Shane. You know, we all love you, man. You know, and we mean that from the bottom of our hearts here. So, you know, even though we give you a hard time, even, you know.
I just like to say, in all seriousness, this was fun. For those of you who didn't know, I was speaking to these guys just a couple hours ago saying, what can I do tonight? Do you want me to play the bad guy, the good guy, the judge? I'll do whatever you all want me to do. It was fun to play this part. There were the jokes were just jokes is what they were. Nothing was ever meant serious to hurt anybody. I usually don't like playing that part, but it's fun sometimes to come out of that, like, you know, like high school or, you know, local theater acting.
You literally performed. You went from Ted Lasso to Led Tasso. And
I don't know who Lasso is. I don't know.
You've never seen Ted Lasso?
No, do I need to watch?
You,
There's one scene in Ted Lasso, a very famous scene where he literally, like, he's always a good guy, positive guy, blah, blah, blah. And then he plays the mean, you know, pissed off coach and calls everybody, you know, derogatory comments, so forth and so on. And they call him Lead Tasso. And, you know, he kind of goes into character. It's kind of hilarious.
Well, like I said, I just finished watching Suits and I watched Reacher the first season. Now I'm going into season two. I know I'm behind the times, but I don't care. But it was fun. Randy, I've heard some I say this very seriously. Your brother has said some very wonderful things about you, and it is an honor to also meet you. Yes, I was a little disappointed that you were not going to get my 705, but when I heard that you, not the 705, the ICOM 706. I'm not giving you my 715, brother. I love you. You ain't getting that. You're just not worthy. But I heard you did. You were able to participate. You know, solely, which I think does have some merit sometimes. Okay, and when you purchase your own stuff, and I wish you so much happy contact stateside DX whatever antenna, whatever you do, whether if you want to be like your brother and drop it off a tailgate someday, you do that. If not, that's okay. It'll be okay. But this has been fun, and I think this is what ham radio needs more of. Fun that when we have all these groups participating and acting and having fun, it really takes us off the pressures of the day, what's going on maybe in the world. We just need to laugh and just sit back and enjoy ourselves. And at the end of the day, it's another day. So thank you, brothers. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for coming on, Izzo.
Cool.
Always a good
only when you ask me, Todd. Only when you ask me.
Well, to wrap this up, let's go around the horn real quick. Start with you, Paul, and we'll go to Randy Vera. What's going on with you, and how can folks get in touch with you?
All right. Well, real quick, big shout out to Prep Ham Paul. He gifted 5 channel memberships to my channel. So the people that got those, Jason KV1WSE, Greg Euler, Lucas Webster, Ham Radio Tectonics, and Cooley all got memberships to my channel. So thanks so much for that, Paul. He came in late, but he's going to catch Team Replay. I just got to say, listen, I'm having a ton of fun with all of this. You know, there's a bunch more RV content coming out on my channel. I got a range day coming up. There's going to be skydiving coming up soon. So, I mean, a whole lot of awesome stuff. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. So, yeah. So thanks. Thanks for that. I appreciate all the support on my channel.
Yeah, and if you want to help Paul reach his skydiving, you know, license, head over to Live Free and Ham. There's a little button up in the right-hand corner. You can help, you know, help that cause along and get him closer to getting his Class A. So, yeah, definitely head over there and check that out. And if you feel inclined to help him out, appreciate it.
Yeah, it's an expensive journey, so I appreciate every penny that everybody can give.
I guess the question keeps coming up. You jump in from Shane's balloon, only if Shane allows him to.
Well, so there's a lot of jumps from here till there. Let me just tell you. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Yeah, honestly, you guys should really consider donating it because, you know, I've known Paul for a couple of years, and when I saw him walk over after his jump, I've never seen the guy smile so much in my life. Like, he was like a little kid on his, like, the best Christmas ever. He was just ecstatic. And we were there, was it a week earlier? And we waited around the clouds. They said, oh, it's going to clear. And it was like one little dot of blue, and it never cleared. And he was so disappointed. And then when he finally got the jump, I'm like, oh, this, we got to get this guy jumping like every day.
Yeah, he had the smile.
What does it cost? Paul, just curious, what does it cost? What are your, what, not York, but just in general, let's say John Doe, what are the costs?
All right. So to get the Class A, is 25 jumps and it's around $4,000.
For those 25 jumps?
For those 25. Once you get your Class A, the price per jump dramatically decreases, and so it's much easier then to continue progressing. But it's that first entry to barrier, or gotcha, barrier to entry, if you will. Right. You know, where, yeah, it's really expensive for those first 25.
And then you also got to buy a chute. right?
Well, that's down the road. Yeah, I mean that's like 10 grand.
You're using someone else. You're going to Goodwill. You're getting a shoot.
No,
I don't think anyone's donating shoots to Goodwill.
Yeah,
no, you gotta rent it
once, right?
You gotta rent it.
Yep, that is for sure. All right, well, continuing on the rotation there, you know, Randy, glad to have you on, and you know, how can people get out, or, you know, get in touch with you, and you know, obviously, what's your next show on the circuit here?
I mean, Kids Table. I know they've been asking me. I may show up on that one. Hopefully on the Clubhouse, but we'll see.
Hopefully. Right. See, he's not even sure.
We're going to hold you that guys to it.
I expect you on tomorrow night. Come on.
You know how to get a hold of me, Randy. You know how to get a hold of me. I'll make it happen. Joe and Matt Beck, Joe Brett, and I will both make it happen one way or another.
Yeah, I'll keep poking Izzo.
Joe Brett is the voice of reason amongst us. So,
and the man of the chat, too. Very cool. Lots of radios when she talks about it. Yeah, that's actually a good strategy, my friend. Very good strategy.
Very good, John. It's
fine
that.
For me. All right, well, Izzo, how can people get a hold of you if they want to reach out to you?
No, don't reach out to me, because people are still subbing my channel, and I've explained why my channel is been sidelined
for a while. It is. Yep.
And it is, but people are. I'm getting close to 1,000, so nice. I'm gonna have to give something away when I.
His first live stream.
We'll do it on Clubhouse. So every Tuesday night. Tomorrow I got the day off. The rain has cleared out of here. It's gonna be a nice day tomorrow, and I plan on playing POTA. I was gonna go out to Rhode Island tomorrow, but I can't. I got some things later in the afternoon, evening. Then I got Clubhouse, but it doesn't make a difference. I'm going to find some parks here in Connecticut, and just going to rock it. I'm going to rock it.
Once again, you know your schedule, and you could be ringing Paul and I up and saying, hey, I got the day off. Why don't we meet somewhere in the middle? You're going to Rhode Island.
What about me?
Oh, it's okay, Todd, too, but you're in work.
What do you guys want to do tomorrow?
Do tomorrow. I got clients lined up. You know, so,
dude, you want to go tomorrow?
Oh man, you're gonna make me mad.
No, I'm serious. You want to go tomorrow?
Listen.
He'll go.
If we can meet
somewhere. Dude, I have nothing planned tomorrow. You want to go?
Yes. If you want to meet somewhere in the middle, you know, something in the Massachusetts area that's easy for us to both. If not, listen, come April, later April, I have weekends off. That's
no. Not April.
Do we want to
tomorrow?
So I'm just saying, I'm giving you an alternative. We'll support your parks weekend.
He's good for tomorrow, though. He's good for tomorrow.
Listen, Izzo, let's talk.
We'll talk. All right. Get a hold of me. Done.
Keep your eyes on him.
We're gonna
the Grouch and
Izzo. And we're going to make a video.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
Really?
Oh, yes.
That's going to be the funniest video. Paul's going to be doing all the narration the whole entire time. Izzo's going to be working the radio.
I got to watch.
Izzo in the wild. Would you just look at him as he works the radio and makes contacts? It's Izzo in the wild.
No, I got to wash and iron my ham radio.
Dirty Harry just then.
my V-neck. My ham radio clubhouse V-neck now.
Totally. Well, good. Looking forward to it. I know it will happen. If you guys happen to get a time, let me know. I might be able to break free. We'll see how it goes. All right. So with that, Joe, how can people get a hold of you? Thank you again for coming on tonight. You know, what's going on with your channel?
Not a lot in the last couple of months, but you know, I got to sit down sometime and actually I've got some ideas, actually some videos to like redo some updates, you know, cause the information is a little outdated now and they keep popping up that people are, it's your number one search videos and stuff, you know, so I probably should update it instead of just keep answering people in the comments, but
revisit. Anyway. Yeah. I love those. Those are always tougher to do than the first time you did it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Awesome. All right. Well, how about you, Todd? What's going on with you and where can people reach out to you? You know,
well, I'm heading out to California on Thursday, be there for a long weekend. My brother's birthday is turning 50. Planning on working Huntington Beach State Park probably Friday or Sunday. Saturday's the party. But hoping to get Hawaii and Alaska on a park. So I'm going to set my radio up in his backyard and just hope that I get a hammer for a party.
Hey, Todd, just so you know, I saw it yesterday. Hawaii's been popping in.
I know, and I can't hear him. I tried him. I
can't hear him either, right?
I was like, oh, Hawaii, and I quickly get on and nothing. So hopefully, we'll see. But I got my new computer, so I'm going to be starting my work on videos. What'd you say, Joe Brett?
I got a video that might help you with that trick. You ain't always got to hear them to work them.
You don't. Just watch that video, so Todd.
So if you guys want to reach me, it's w1stj.nh@gmail.com or leave free and ham. And I also have
Sub Todd. Go sub Todd at WNSCJ. But
I don't have any videos. I had to get one on there.
Nor does Randy. So, you know, he's already got four subs last time I looked in the chat.
Get on there. Motivate me to do some videos. Yeah. But, you know, what I do for work, I have a lot of downtime, especially when I have to go to court. Like, I can sit in a lobby of a courtroom for hours and I'm just sit there. Normally I'm studying for my extra, but now I got this laptop. I can start working and editing videos. So I should
have the bailiff have to call you in saying, let's go. Come on. Let's go. You guys, wait one more. You should be asking the bailiff these questions to help you. See?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Totally. It's, you know, it's just what I do, you know, but now that you've got the laptop and I've got the software on and stuff, I'm ready to go. So, I'm just going to learn the software, but I'm learning it. So it's all good.
Awesome. All right. Well, I have to say with us over here at Live Free and Ham, excuse me, a little bug in my throat. We got a couple of cool videos coming up. We're going to be we actually just released our listener episode, which actually will be aired. It's already on our Patreon site, but, you know, it'll be aired next week. And that should be a really good one. That's on POTA, soup to nuts kind of stuff. So we're looking forward to seeing that. And then we're going to dive into a little bit of the club stuff, you know. We got a couple of really good, cool episodes around that, and you know, looking forward to getting all those out. But for me, you know, we're just sitting on some videos. I got a battery build video that I, you know, mentioned in another previous Live Free and Ham episode, but haven't finished putting four together. Three. And yeah, okay, yeah, four or five. Sorry, whatever. Be realistic, I guess. I should be.
I want to see that.
It's coming, man. It's coming. And then, you know, I've got a couple other videos. I finally took my beach go bag out with me to the beach yesterday and put that through its paces and learned a whole lot. And, you know, I have to go back and add and change that kit around so it actually works a little bit better than, you know, version 1.0. So I got a little revisit video on that one. So looking forward to getting that out. And, you know, obviously, you know, hey, John, Izzo, what are you smoking?
EP Carillo's The Inch 6x60, nice Nicaraguan.
There you go. Cool. All right. Well, you know, hey, I have the poor timing. Like, just this is like Izzo suffers from can't remember shit. I have poor timing in terms of the fact it's that you know, I didn't realize that, you know, most people are getting let out from Ham Nuggets and stuff like that. So my apologies for cutting things short, you know, and wrapping things up here. But again, I thank you guys for all hanging out and having fun. And Raz and you know, Shane there, but you know, it was all tongue in cheek and fun, and hopefully Shane got a laugh out of it or two. So with that, you know, he can throw digs at us at Ham Radio Clubhouse. We're willing to accept it wholeheartedly. We'll take our lashings one at a time.
I will not participate in that.
We're probably gonna hear it.
I am waiting to, you know, I'm waiting to get banned from the chat tomorrow. That's all I have to say. Be like, haha, I've got the power. You're gone. You're here. You're gone. You're here. You're gone.
You know, those dues, you know, when you join Clubhouse, we say dues are zero. Wait till you get the bill. Yeah,
I've just now got a new invoice submitted. Hey, wait, let me check my inbox.
Now, what would be really funny is if tomorrow during Clubhouse, like, I just popped into his little his ice shack. And I was like, hey, what's up?
Dude, that would be awesome. That, you got to time that one. That would be really cool. You already here, folks. That'll be a first. That'll be a weird one, but a first.
Yeah. Someone's knocking at my door, and I'm looking for my nine, saying, "Who are you?"
Or more so, he's just removing the tent from the top, exposing the real truth, all the fake backgrounds and everything. So, all right, guys, cool. Well, again, thank you guys for all hanging out with Live Free and Ham as always. And with that, we're gonna send the go by button. And we'll catch you guys later in 7:30.
stand. Freedom and vibe straight from the band. It's the Live Free and Ham Podcast, man.